Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications, disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired. As cities reopen, expect to wait in lots of lines. Capacity limits and social distancing requirements prompt businesses to count how many people are inside and force some to wait outside. By Arian Marshall. The lines, they're everywhere. In San Francisco, lines for trendy, and now because of the COVID-19 pandemic, takeout only, restaurants wend about the block. New Yorkers waiting for grab-and-go drinks, legalized especially for the pandemic, are socializing online. The locals will tell you, people wait online in New York, not in one. Across the nation, families line up for food banks. As many offices begin to welcome back workers, some are asking each to queue for a temperature check before entering the building. Once inside, there may be another wait to take a reduced capacity elevator. Decals placed on the floor instruct riders to squeeze into corners. Waits for reduced occupancy grocery stores curl through parking lots, a Disneyland-style detour without the ride at the end. They're boring. They're frustrating. They can get hot. They're the new normal. The queues are so ubiquitous, in fact, that the people in charge of buildings, all sorts of buildings, are looking for help. The makers of software to count people are ready. When the pandemic hit North America in late February, Patrick Thuot thought his company was in trouble. Quebec-based SMS Store Traffic has been around for nearly 50 years, offering technology that sounds simple. It counts people as they come in the door. People don't realize it, but most big chains are counting, says Thuot. Retailers use people counting systems to track the flow of customers and schedule employees. Stadium operators want to know when the bathroom wait is the longest. Smaller businesses like bars and clubs use them to ensure they're following fire codes. Some public services, libraries for example, are required to track how many visitors come in their doors. In 2018, the consultancy Global Marketing Insights valued the worldwide market for people counting systems at $900 million and predicted it would grow to $2 billion by 2025, buoyed by a fervor for retail analytics. Thuot feared that a pandemic would mean no one walking through any doors. Then no one would need companies like SMS Store Traffic, which offers door-mounted cameras and sensors, plus the software to manage counting behind the scenes. Other companies track customers' Wi-Fi or Bluetooth signals to determine when and where they enter and exit. Instead, occupancy limits imposed by government mandates and by cautious managers are giving companies like Thuot's a reprieve. SMS Store Traffic quickly repackaged some features to create a product pitch to companies welcoming visitors during the pandemic. Some clients, he says, are posting the data to their websites or social media accounts to warn prospective customers when it might be too crowded to enter. Others are linking the systems to displays outside their stores, telling line waiters when they might enter. The lines are, unfortunately, a necessity right now, Thuot says. SkyFi, which offers analytics and marketing software for brick-and-mortar businesses, says interest in its people counting product more than doubled in April compared with the same month in 2019. Systems like SkyFi's help create lines by telling building managers when it's safe for people to enter. CEO Wayne Arthur says he also hopes it fights them. "We're hoping the software might alleviate people's concern around, well, how long is it going to be? It's frustrating when you don't know any better." Retail stores, offices, restaurants, and bars have always had occupancy limits. But in general, businesses want people in them. The more people eating food, sipping Negronis, and picking out sweaters, the more money. Now, social distancing guidelines attempt to prevent the spread of the virus by maintaining 6-foot buffers between patrons. In Chicago, which entered into its Phase 3 cautiously reopen stage earlier this month, indoor non-essential retailers are limited to 25% of their normal capacity, while essential ones can creep up to 50%. Kansas City salons can operate at 50% with 6 feet of separation. Discount chain Homebuys, which has 6 locations in Ohio and Kentucky, usually permits 600 customers to hunt through its 80,000-square-foot stores for good deals. Now, says company network administrator Jorge Alexandres, only 80 can enter at a time. At one point during the pandemic, it used staffers to man the door. Now it uses a people counter system mounted to its threshold, which sends alerts to managers' phones when the store is getting too full. In some ways, the 6-month-old Jefferson Bodega had terrible timing. The San Antonio convenience store opened just before the pandemic reached Texas, and now the corner spot stocked with beer, snacks, and an international candy assortment allows only 11 people in a space built for 22. The bodega uses a people counting setup from a San Francisco-based company called Density to make sure only so many people enter at once. Owners Luke and Lisa Horgan have backgrounds in media and tech and also like to geek out on the software's analytics. Generally, lines to enter the bodega aren't bad, only about 5 minutes on busy periods during the weekends, says Luke Horgan. He likes to think about it this way. People waiting at the door are decreasing the traffic at the register. In other words, we're always waiting.